We're entering into a new age today, something that we've not seen before. Our social ideas are changing, and this is creating a crisis in the Western world, at least, in the area of families and love relationships. We're a little more lost today than we were maybe 30, 40 years ago. And there can be very good things to this, because now we have to create something new from the ground up, maybe create something that is relevant for our time. No longer is the opposite sex, marriage, the bio family, all the ideas that we've had about marriage and raising families, those are being thrown out one by one very quickly. And now we're left with what? Why are we going to do this thing? Why are we going to get married? Why are we going to be together? Should we be together? Should we just have polyamorous relationships, or maybe we should have serial monogamous relationships? Maybe marriage is outdated. I don't know. But we need something to answer the question, why do this? Why be married? Why go through this? Why even be coupled? What's the point? And I hope in this program you're able to answer that question or those questions, at least using some of the ideas that I've talked about here. That as people, we are wired to connect. We need other people. We're dyadic creatures. We do better with another person than we do alone. Contrary to popular belief, we don't do pretty much anything well by ourselves. We don't. We don't learn to love ourselves by ourselves. That's a fallacy. We don't learn who we are by ourselves. We don't learn to value ourselves by ourselves. Those are all social constructs. These are things that we learn in the company of others. If we were just raised by wolves, would we care about self-esteem? Would that even be an issue? It wouldn't be. Self-esteem has to do with relationships. And as I said earlier, we're hurt by people. We have to be healed by people. We can't get healed by a book or just this program alone or by going into a seminar. It has to be done in real time in relationship. We can't avoid that. I'm hoping you're getting an idea that there is a purpose in being together. And that purpose is that we create a protective bubble around ourselves as a couple, that we look out for each other, that we remain tethered to one another like an umbilical cord, that we need that secure base. We're not more courageous. We're not stronger if we do it alone. That's not true. We can't do it alone. We can't do it alone forever anyway. We're going to need somebody. And as we get older, as we get more frail, as we suffer more losses, if you don't believe me now, you'll believe it then. You're going to need somebody. And so if you're going to need somebody, why not agree with that person to make your life safer and easier than it would be otherwise, to create a safer environment for each other than the one that exists out there in the world? Why not create between the two of you a culture of safety and security, of giving each other what you need, of making each other the best you possibly can be, because you can, because you decide to do it. And to understand that relationship of this kind in long-term form is about agreements, because in the end, all we have are our agreements. We don't have youth. We don't have necessarily attraction. We don't maybe even have our health. And if we want to feel safe and secure, if we want to have that energy, that courage to go through life and to be able to do things we otherwise wouldn't be able to do, we have to agree with each other that we're going to do these things, as hard as they are, as inconvenient as they are sometimes, and at times when we don't feel like doing it at all, we do them because we can, because we agree to do it. That's the power of the agreements that we make between ourselves that go beyond feeling, go beyond this moment, go beyond this condition, and is good for all time, not just this time. We do it because we can, because we create a better self. and we do better in this arrangement. But it has to be built on agreements. You can't just go through this blindly and just, you know, fly by the seat of your pants and say, I don't know where we're going, but I know we'll get there. You'll get there, but you don't know where it will be. You're going to have to point. You have to point in a direction and use your frontal lobes and actually look into the future. Not like teenagers that look for just next week. This is the future. Where are you going? Where do you want to be as a couple? What are you going to do for each other? And I think having that question in mind and trying to answer it as often as you can is going to go a long way. It's going to be very helpful. Also, that if you are going to do this and you're going to be in an anchor culture, your job is to make your partner feel as great as possible. If your partner is feeling less than great, then you're not going to do very well yourself. To answer the question that so many people seem to have the answer for, who's responsible for how you feel? Well, in partnership of this kind, each partner is responsible to the other for how they feel. You can't say, well, that's your problem. That's the way you feel. I'm not responsible for that. You can do that, but you're not going to have a great long-term relationship, and you're not going to flourish yourself. In this kind of relationship, the one that I'm talking about, the anchor relationship, you take care of each other. You don't take care of yourself first. You take care of the other. That's how you get taken care of. It's service-oriented. You depend on each other. You lean on each other. You look to each other for how you're doing. How am I doing right now? I look in your face. I can tell I'm not doing so well, or I'm doing great. That's how I measure how good I'm doing at my job. And that's important because we agree to take care of each other. We agree to do these things, protect each other in private and in public. We agree because that's all we've got. And we take very seriously that we are animals. I know we like to think that we're special as human beings and that we have the special ability to reason and think and talk and everything, but I'm telling you that part of our brain is not active most of the time. We're mostly that automatic animal part of ourselves that is just operating day by day by what we already know and what we've experienced. That gut feeling that you think is so special is your memory. Your intuition is your memory. We are only our memory. I like to think of this image of you're caught down in a well and you couldn't get out and you had a partner. How would you get out? Well, one way you might go back to back and sort of push against each other as you go up. You'd use each other to move up in the world. Use that image as the idea also of an anchor relationship. You're using each other to move up in the world. You're using each other to be better at what you do, to be better people, and to have more energy and more health. That's what I want you to take away from this program. Whether you are newly in a relationship, or you've been at this for a while and you feel like giving up, or you're looking to be in a relationship, I hope to sell you the idea that there is no way to be in a long-term relationship without being embedded in the anchor culture. I want to thank you for going with me on this journey. It's really been a journey for me too, because I learn as I go as well. And I hope you find happiness in your relationship. I hope you find a way to make an anchor culture. It's there for you. I hope you believe that, and I hope you can find that for yourselves.